had an international team of astronomers led by an astronomer named Stefan Venz, and he's actually in the Czech Republic at the Astronomical Institute. And what he did and his team was to use multiple telescopes, including a really fascinating instrument that we have on Mauna Kea called GRACES. So GRACES is an instrument from the Canada-France-Hawaii telescope that is fed through a fiber optic cable with light from the Gemini Observatory, our neighbor on the summit. And so what's really fantastic is this is a great combination that's the best of both worlds. The Gemini telescope has an 8-meter mirror. It's about twice the size of CFHT's telescope. But we have this really fantastic spectrograph. So a spectrograph is an instrument that takes light from a single star, in this case, this white dwarf, and breaks it down into its component rainbow. And so that allows astronomers to study the brightness, what it's made up of, so its composition, its distance, and in this case, how fast it's going. So we have one of the largest telescopes on the mountain, Gemini, using one of the best spectrographs on the mountain, Espenons. So we're kind of sharing the instrument with our neighbor. And that has allowed this team to really in-depth study this fairly faint object. And what they discovered is for the very first time, a star that has survived a supernova. So a supernova is a cataclysmic explosion, and it was thought by astronomers that nothing could survive that. And here they've actually found a remnant of a supernova. So this, normally when they say supernova remnant, they mean the gas and dust that's left behind. But in this case, we have a tiny bit of a star called a white dwarf that was kicked out of the supernova when it occurred and is now hurtling through space.